Should we do 20, three splash waterfowl hunting package?
Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman again. We can certainly go down that list of information items. I just want to make sure that at the end we have time to address the two resolutions in respect to the petitions that came forward to today. But we have a handful of information items here. Some of them will be shorter, more concise. A couple will be, that close to that 10, 15 minute range. So staff will be concise in providing these information items, and then we can address those resolutions if that works for you.
That works for me. Have you got them prepared already?
Yeah, we do, and John Katilnik has sent them via email, and I believe John could potentially also screen share them also, similar to what we did for the presentation. I believe Rachel, is that a possibility? And so if you want, we can certainly address them right now too, so make sure that those are complete, and then go to the information items also.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
Possible. Or sorry, I was going to say it might be technologically possible, but John doesn't look that confident over there.
I have more
hearing him on the screen.
Yeah.
I have more confidence in Rachel than John to make this happen.
So. All right, well, let's go through the information items, and then we'll come back to that.
Okay.
So let John sweat more.
Turn the three splash update to you over to Rocco Morano, our senior waterfowl biologist, and Tanai Bethke, our education specialist. So two of them will give you a brief update on three splash.
Okay. Give us just a moment. Hold, bringing up the presentation.
Mr. Chairman, this is Kelly. While that's being brought up, I do want to just mention that I do really appreciate the Waterfowl Association bringing those positive ideas how to increase access and increase participation in waterfowl hunting. That was a real positive move, and we're definitely going to look at those things very seriously. So, George, if you're still on, thank you for that and all your members. It was good work.
Yeah, and then that takes me to, are we going to then get to the waterfowl proposal that was submitted but then withdrawn till later time? Is that then, do you know when you're going to bring that forward, I guess, is the question, because it looks like it might all work together.
Tom, do you want to answer? Do you want me to answer?
You can, Kelly, or I certainly will. Mr. Chairman, you know, remember we went back a couple months ago and we brought some recommendations and tabled that at that time because of COVID, and we haven't even had a chance to visit yet. But I know in our conversations internally here, looking at that, having additional conversations with some of these organizations, in particular Waterfowl and Wildlife Federation and others around this topic, and then in light of what the Waterfowl group brought forward here in terms of ideas and recommendations for access and recruiting people, right now we don't anticipate bringing that back in the foreseeable future, and our focus is going to be on this particular information item, the three splash, as we believe this is a real opportunity for us in South Dakota to recruit, retain, and reactivate waterfowl hunters. And so this is really where we want to focus our time and efforts and resources moving forward right now, is really on this three splash that our staff will give you a quick update on. So Kelly, anything else to add to that?
Okay, thank you.
So, thanks, Tom. Chairman Jensen, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, Rocco Morano, Senior Waterfowl Biologist. I'm extremely excited to brief you all on this development. It's been a long slog, actually. This proposal was developed back in 2014 and kind of languished with Fish and Wildlife Service for a number of years. And we were fortunate to get some really good traction in the last 12 months on this proposal. And I'm happy to report that the proposal was actually accepted by the Fish and Wildlife Service in April and approved by them for their approval. We are now bringing this to you for your information and hopefully for ultimate approval. But as we all know, duck hunter numbers in the Central Flyway in South Dakota have been declining pretty precipitously, and starting in the late 90s, duck hunter numbers did not track like they used to historically with duck numbers. We had kind of a decoupling of hunter numbers and duck numbers, and that's continued through the present day. There have been a number of human dimensions projects that have shown that the ability to identify ducks in flight is a barrier to participation, and or potential barrier to folks, and we're trying to design an experiment to address that and see if we can recruit, retain, and reactivate some folks that maybe be lapsed or have never tried duck hunting for fear of violation, or perhaps simply just maybe aren't comfortable, even older folks with poor eyesight that can't identify ducks anymore. So the experiment is actually really simple. We're going to have two separate regulation options. One would be the traditional license, where you have your traditional bag limit, you know, six ducks. You have to know all your ducks, species and sex restrictions. The other option is what's called a three splash option, which would be three ducks any sex or species. You just shoot three ducks and you're done. And there's at the beginning of the hunting year, you would actually choose one of those options or one of those tiers, and you'd be bound to that for the duration of the season. And this experiment is proposed to be run for 4 years, with Nebraska and South Dakota participating. We've been working very closely with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission for the last, well, several years, but the last year specifically on the development of this proposal. And really excited to see if we can, you know, bend the curve on reduction in hunter participation. And I'll turn over to Tanaya for any additional thoughts she might have for our three efforts.
And this is one of the most IFSC Division Specialist of Education and our coordinator for the state. And as Tom mentioned earlier, this is one of the biggest opportunities that we have to be able to have the broadest impact on our population that we serve. We can do outreach, we can do loaner equipment, we can do a million other classes, and we will never be able to reach the same number of students as we'll be able to reach with this two-tiered waterfowl opportunity. This has the broadest opportunity to increase participation, especially in mentorship opportunities in the state, and also for novices just getting involved in this for the very first time. So we're very excited about this. There's a lot of support across the flyway for this, and just looking forward to seeing what the results of our experiment look like and moving forward with this with Rocco. I don't know that Rocco mentioned this, but this is also a project that we've undertaken in collaboration with Nebraska. And looking forward to bringing a proposal on this specific topic forward before the commission for approval at a later date. With that, we'd like to open it up for any questions.
Any questions, comments? Guess not. Thank you. So.